Good morning. We're continuing Chai Adam, Klal Chafei, Siman Yagimel. Nearly. So we spoke about a person who's speaking or interrupting with pauses during Shemone Esrei. What about the following scenario? The person mistakenly adds in one of the insertions which we do for the various days of the year in its inappropriate time. A person says, somewhere in the middle of July. A person says, Al-Nisim, not during Chanukah or Purim. A person says, Yalla v'yavoy, not on Rosh Chodesh. So these are insertions that the person is supposed to make at a certain time of the year. And now he added these in the middle of his Shemone Esrei. So he's talking in the middle of Shemone Esrei. He's adding in extra words, which inappropriate words, which don't belong there. So the Chayyim says, "Dino ki lo soch b'chol mashen yisbayer." So we give him the status of a person who spoke during Shemone Esrei, with all the lachas that we said before. It wasn't b'mezid, so he doesn't have to be chazal the rosh, but he has to go back to the beginning of the bracha, and the first three brachas he'll go back to the beginning of Shemone Esrei. And if he took a very long time in this insertion, longer than it would take him normally to finish Shemone Esrei from beginning to end, we have to be chazal the rosh. It has all the lachas of kilu soch. Now, the Chayyim says lashon of nearly, because the Shulchan Aruch actually says not like this. The Shulchan Aruch at the end of Simen Kuf Ches in Sif Yud Beis paskins that these are not considered a hafsaka, even though they are not the appropriate insertion to put at this point in time. He should not be inserting anything at this point in time, but it's not considered a hafsaka. These are what Chazal instituted as part of the nusach of the bracha when it's in the proper time. So even though you should not say it now, it's not a hafsik in the middle of Shemone Esrei. You're not doing something else. You're doing part of tefillah. Now the Ramah adds, seems to agree to the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, however, as soon as he realizes that he should stop, we don't say, well, once you're saying it ready, just finish off. We say, as soon as he realizes he should stop saying it. Okay, now, Mishabura brings, and even though this is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, Rav of the Achrenim argue on this Shulchan Aruch. They say that it has a lach of sicha. The Shar Tzion brings a long list of Achrenim which argue on the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and say that this is considered sicha. So that's why the Chayyim writes a lashon nearly. Means he's taking it aside in this machlokes, like the Gra and the others would say it's considered a hafsaka. The Mishabura does bring in the name of the Derech Chayim that if the insertion is something which, even though it's not required this time of the year, is not totally out of place, the concept makes sense, so it's not considered a hafsaka. For example, a person says Havdalah in the bracha of Atachainin, not a Motzi Shabbos. So there's no mention of Motzi Shabbos in that tefillah. There's a mention, a person asks the Bershon, gives a Shabbat to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's teaches us to understand the difference between different things. And we ask that the Bershon should help us have this ability. So that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. Person says, Achreinu l'chayim melech hafeitz b'achayim. So the Chayyim says, if you add the words v'kasveinu b'sefer achayim, v'kasveinu is not true the rest of the year. But a person says, Achreinu l'chayim melech hafeitz b'achayim, somewhere in the middle of the year, not during the Yisera Shemei Tshuva. As long as he does not say the next part of the sentence, that insertion is not inappropriate. We should, Kadosh Baruch Hu should always be Zacharis L'Chaim. We daven that Nusach of the person should be Zacharis for Chaim in the Avinu Malkeinu that we say on Tainus during the year. So that phrase is not inappropriate. It's not required. You're not allowed to add it in without a need. But b'di'evad, you can't call it a hafsek. A person says, Yala v'yovo, v'yagia, v'yareh, v'yaretze, v'yishma, v'yipakezi, y'zichroneinu, v'fiktoneinu. The person should take our zecher and our role in life, and it should go up in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the person should be zecher for the Torah for that. That's not bad. If you say, B'yom Rosh Chodesh is that, it's not Rosh Chodesh, that's false. So as long as you don't say the part which is something which is false, the Chaim holds is not considered a hafsaka b'diyeved. You not need to be chayzer the rosh of the bracha or to the beginning of tefillah. But in the case of a person who says something which is totally inappropriate, it's not true, then that's where this halacha the Chayyim is referring to applies. And now it's considered as if he spoke during Shemoneh Esrei. That's how the Mishnah Berurah follows as well. That he has a halacha of a person who speaks during Shemoneh Esrei, and he would have to be chazer to the beginning of the bracha or to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. The Shaar Tzion actually points out that according to the Gra, this case is actually worse than just Sicha, because here you're actually changing the Sicha is like an interruption. This is actually changing the nusach of the bracha. It's being mishalem imatbeya. Chazal set up a certain way to say it, and he's changing it by adding this sentence, this phrase in the inappropriate time. So clearly, the halacha would be that it would be mafs of the bracha, and the person has to go back to being in the bracha or to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Have a good day.